Welcome to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. This show is intended to share the voices and stories of the students, teachers, and community that make us Fox C6 Strong.
Welcome to episode 5 of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am Nisha Patel, Fox C6 superintendent, and I am so excited that you are joining us today to hear another episode of the podcast. Today, we are so excited to share a story with you about what happens when a group of students works together to spread kindness and gratitude in their school. Let's take a listen to this great conversation with some amazing teen leaders at Antonia Middle School. I'll talk to you soon after.
Welcome back to the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am excited to be here at Antonia Middle School today with some members of the teen leader class. Welcome, everyone.
Hello.
Can we go around the room and kind of say your name and your grade just so everyone who's listening can know who's with us today?
I'm Olivia Hart. I'm a 7th grader from Antonia Middle.
I'm Jace Rule. I'm an 8th grader from Antonia Middle.
I am Jordan Brewer, and I'm a 7th grader from Antonia Middle.
And in addition to these three teen leaders, we also have one teacher in the room with us.
Hi, I'm Jen Walter. I teach teen leadership and 8th grade science here at Antonia Middle.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys so much for being here with us today to talk about some of the amazing things that you all are doing in your teen leader class. Now, before we get into talking about teen leadership and kindness and gratitude, I want to know what you guys like about Antonia. Olivia, what's one thing you really like about being here at Antonia Middle School?
I really like how the teachers intervene with all the students. That's what I really like the most.
So you like all the help that you're able to get when you're struggling. Jay?
I like how the teachers can kind of act like friends to the students.
Awesome.
I like about Antonia how everybody's nice to you and they all treat you the same.
Great. And Miss Walter, what's one thing, you know, you have a different perspective than these kids. What's one thing that you like about Antonia?
To me, the staff is like family. They are my family members, and we joke with each other as a family. We help each other as a family, and they are part of my family. They're an extension of my family.
So we are here today to talk about the amazing work that the teen leader class is doing with kindness and gratitude this year. So one of you three kiddos, can you start by telling the audience a little bit about how your work with kindness and gratitude got started?
Well, in the beginning of the school year, we were thinking about ideas, how to get ourselves out there. And then we found this Be the Eye in Kind. And then we thought this was a great idea. And then it actually went really big, and other schools started doing it, and it just helps kids see that you don't have to be that mean kid. You could be that nice kid for once.
This I Am Kind campaign, you said that it really blew up. It got much bigger than you thought it was. But let's take a step back real quick, and can you tell us, Jay, what exactly was the I Am Kind campaign?
We made a poster, and we put out the letters of how you spell kind, except without the I, because you're supposed to act as the I.
So you made this, that's perfect. You made this poster, this is spelled out KND, and you wanted everyone to be the I in kind. So once you did that, Jordan, can you tell us what you guys did next?
We had lessons of about how it is to be kind and careful of around people and what you need to do to be nice and how you can be nice.
Awesome. And then Miss Walter, you guys had kind of a big kind of culmination of this, right?
Yes. So these posters, the students hung them all throughout our lobby in our cafeteria. And during lunchtime, we asked students to come take a selfie with that poster and literally be the I in kind. And we asked them to also sign the posters with their names or their good deeds or something that someone else did that was kind to them, just to kind of spread the ideas and to spread the kindness.
Awesome. And you guys said that this ended up being much bigger than you thought it was going to be?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you see kids from Antonia talking about it? Did you see it out at other schools? What did you see?
Well, I saw that the old elementary school that I went to, Clyde Hamrick, I saw that they had a couple of stuff for the kindness program that we made.
Awesome. So they kind of took your idea and they took it to Clyde Hamrick.
Mm-hmm.
So being that I and Kind really spread further than just at Antonia Middle School, which is, that's absolutely amazing. When you guys are thinking about the I and Kind campaign, did you see here at Antonia, like, what kind of impact did you see that it had on kids and even maybe teachers here at Antonia Middle School?
I'm going to admit, before we did this campaign in sixth grade, kids were so mean. And then this year, I feel like they changed a lot, like a lot. Because some kids that were pretty mean to me last year were actually really nice to me this year, ever since that started. And I'm glad we started Be the I and Kind.
I really saw even teachers. We are, you know, it's a stressful job sometimes, but it's so nice to hear a kind word from someone. And I feel that I've seen staff members reach out to other students and reach out to staff members just a little bit more to give that compliment or to give a word of encouragement. And so I feel that that has spread throughout not just the students, but also the staff.
Throughout the semester, you've been doing a lot of other activities that involve showing gratitude and having kindness, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's one of the other activities that you guys did to kind of get your classmates thinking about kindness and gratitude?
So we made a game that was called Shoots and Cares, where, like, it shows you how, like, when you clap the ball, you throw the ball up, you clap, how many times you clap, you get to move up. And then that, and then it asks you a question about, like, how do you care to someone, or how are you kind to someone? And then if you went down, it's just like regular shoots and ladders, except we added the care and kindness.
So and what was the goal of that game?
The goal of the game was to show people that kindness can be fun and that you can have a good time showing kindness and being happy for other people.
Awesome. Were there any other activities that you guys did in addition to the I and Kind, to the Shoots and Caring, that kind of helped to show your classmates to visualize that idea of gratitude or kindness?
We made a gratitude turkey in honor of Thanksgiving. And it was, we handed each student these paper-made feathers, and you were supposed to write down to someone what you're thankful for, like what they did and why you're thankful towards them.
And were those kind of signs of gratitude for other people here at Antonia Middle School?
Yes. There were students who wrote to students, and some students even wrote to teachers.
Oh, that's great. Do you know about how many gratiturkey feathers were filled out?
300.
300. Wow, that's a lot of... I'm picturing that kind of on the turkey right now.
It was great. These students came up with those ideas on their own. So at the beginning of the year, and we're getting to know each other, I facilitate some of those activities at the beginning. But by this point in the year, and by the time, like, the gratitude turkey was the student's idea, the Shoots and Cares games was all designed and implemented by students. And so I am grateful, and I have a lot of gratitude for these students stepping up, and they're making the difference in their community. Some of the gratitude turkey feather writings that I saw were so beautiful to each other, to staff members, to community members, to parents, to grandparents. And some of them were so heartfelt and genuine, it brought a tear to my eye. I mean, look at what these kids started. And we encourage them not to just write them on paper, but then to go say that out loud to that person, to kind of pass it on, to keep the gratitude flowing, pay it forward.
The good news about Teen Leader Class is that you have an entire semester to work on a project like this, and you guys obviously chose kindness and gratitude. The bad news about Teen Leader Class, though, is that you only have one semester to do this work, right?
Yeah.
So my question for you guys is that, you know, as we record this, it's December, although this podcast won't come out until February or March. It's December, and your time in Teen Leadership Class is coming to an end. So what I want to know from you three students here is, how can you continue to build kindness and gratitude here at Antonia Middle when you are no longer in Teen Leadership Class?
Me and my best friend Maddie Mennick, we've been doing this thing where we will go around the hallways and we'll give almost every single person a compliment. And then we'll just keep doing that almost every day. And I think we're going to continue doing it next semester.
Awesome. That's great.
I try to help out as much as I can with each student. I have a few friends that go through some issues, and I try my best to help them out, and I offer to do anything that would make them feel better.
That idea of being, you know, being a listener and being there just to care for someone is so absolutely important.
And what I was planning on doing after the semester was showing people how to be kind, because what we did was telling people how to be kind, and maybe after school and around the neighborhood, I could just show people, hey, this is what you could do to be kind, or show people that you care about them.
Awesome. And, you know, Miss Walter, as you get ready to say goodbye to this crop of teen leaders.
It's going to be so hard.
I can tell. And I've only had, you know, a half hour's worth of interaction with them. What are you going to do next semester? How are you going to get a new crop of teen leaders going on their own project? Something that I assume that they can make their own.
Well, first of all, I'm going to miss this group a ton. They have grown and come so far, and I'm very proud of them. And what I try to do every semester with my teen leadership group is I try to help them see the other, like, the view from the other side of the fence. Because as a student, and you're, you know, more on the learning side, and then these students get to be on the teaching side of things, and it's not easy to be on that other side all the time and to try to captivate an audience and get your message across and find a positive way to do that. And so I hope with every group that comes through my door, I just want to show you a positive way to share your voice and spread some kindness. And I know we've talked about this in the past, but Maddie coined the term good human class. So I just want this to be a good human class experience for everyone who walks in the door. And I'm just so proud of these students and can't wait to see what you do with the rest of your year.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much for being here today on the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. So thanks again for being here and have a great day.
Thank you.
Wow, what an amazing story of these Antonia Middle School students being leaders in their school and leading by example. As I was listening to their conversation, which I thought they did a phenomenal job in, a few things that struck out to me was, first, when we give students an opportunity to lead, they will do amazing things. And secondly, students who follow their passions are incredibly powerful. These teen leaders at Antonia Middle School are passionate about developing a culture of kindness, and it shows throughout the building. Thank you, as always, for tuning in to episode 5 of the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast. I am so excited to have each and every one of you along on this journey with us to amplify the voices of the students, teachers, and community members that make us Fox C6 Strong. As a reminder, if you haven't done so already, you can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to podcasts so that you can get notified on your phone when a new episode is posted. You can also get new episodes on the district website at fox.k12.mo.us. Thank you again for listening. I can't wait to share episode 6 with you on Monday, March 23rd, 2020. Talk to you soon.
This has been the Fox C6 Strong Voices podcast, a podcast created by the Fox C6 School District in Arnold, Missouri. We hope you've enjoyed hearing the voices and the stories that make us Fox C6 Strong. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.